Save Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
So have you had the meeting?
What meeting's that?
The one with Nick and Tina.
Oh, no, I couldn't go.
Oh, so what happened? Do you know?
Well, it seems they had the meeting with just the two of them.
Oh, really? How did it go?
I don't know. I've got to phone Nick later to find out.
I'd have thought that it's goodbye, Tina, wouldn't you? I mean, I don't think she'll get away with it this time.
She won't get away with anything, Henry. I'm not sure she did anything wrong, to be honest.
What? She almost killed Becky.
Oh, don't exaggerate. From what I hear, she got a couple of bruises, that's all.
Well, Nick won't be pleased, will he? His favourite rep on her second visit gets assaulted.
Henry, can you stop saying things like that now? Because if you don't, it won't be Tina getting the warning, it'll be you.
So how did it go? What did he say?
Oh, it was all right. I wasn't in there long, to be honest.
So what did he say? Was he annoyed?
No, not really. He just asked me what happened.
Okay, and then what did he say?
Nothing. He just said he'd see me next time he comes to the island.
Is that it?
Yes.
So did you talk about the broken door?
Yes.
And?
Nothing. He wasn't that interested. Well, he was pleased to hear it was getting mended today. But that was about it.
And is it getting mended today?
Yes, I think so. I'm sure that's what James said.
Oh. So what happens now?
I don't know. I just have to wait and see. But as I said to you, and I said the same to Nick, it was an accident, that's all. It certainly wasn't my fault that she was there. And I bet she won't go that way again.
No, probably not. But I don't understand why she didn't go through gifts in the first place. That's the quickest route.
I know. So what do you think she was up to?
Shh, Mike's coming. Tina, look happy.
So, will you talk to Tina about this, or do you want me to do it?
Oh, I don't mind, but I suppose it would be better coming from you.
Okay, I'll phone her later.
Now, remind me, Matthew, when are you going on holiday?
That's in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's right. Why didn't you come over here? It would have been so lovely to see you both.
Oh, sorry, Uncle, but Yas was very keen to go and see Devon, and I don't think there was any way I would have been able to persuade her otherwise.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, maybe next time. Or maybe I'll come to the island and see you. That might be a good idea. And then I can visit the shop as well.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Now, how confident are you with leaving Henry and Mike in charge?
Oh, well, as I've said, Mike is extremely efficient, so there's no problem there.
And what about Henry?
Yeah, he's good, and he seems to work very well with Mike.
Matthew, you would tell me if there was something wrong, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course I would. No, everything's fine, and I'm sure everything will be fine when I'm away.
Good. I'm pleased to hear it. Now, there is one thing I'd like you to do for me, if you would.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
It's Becky. If she visits again, can you, keep a close eye on her, please?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't mean actually follow her. Just, make sure she's where she's supposed to be, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think I do. Do you want Henry and Mike to check on her as well?
Yes, please. I don't want her to visit again and something else goes wrong. We'll have to stop using her if there's always a problem every time she visits.
So, how was your day?
Oh, it was okay.
And what happened to Tina? Was she fired?
No, she wasn't. She had a meeting with Nick Patterson by Zoom, and it seems he was quite pleasant to her.
Really? Didn't he mention the dangers of coming out of a door backwards?
No, he didn't. In fact, he didn't seem that interested in the door once she said it was going to be mended.
And is it?
Yeah. I think she said it was going to be mended today.
Oh, so we haven't seen the last of Tina then, have we?
No. And before you ask, she wasn't given a warning either.
Well, I am surprised by that. I thought people were dying to get rid of her.
No. Well, not everyone. But it is strange they weren't a bit annoyed with her, as Bloomin' Becky is a friend of the family.
Oh, yeah. I'd be furious if someone nearly knocked over someone I knew. Where did it happen, by the way?
Oh, it was the stockroom door.
Huh? So what was she doing there?
I don't know. Sorry.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I think I'm just getting a bit of a cold.
Oh, you can't do that. We're off on holiday tomorrow. You can't get one now.
Oh, I'll be all right.
So, have you packed?
Yes, well, almost.
Well, you'd better get it finished by tonight, because there won't be much time in the morning, Penny.
OK, but I'll be all right. I've only got a little more to do.
OK, if you're sure. Right, I must go make dinner. I'm doing Kathy's collection tonight.
Oh, and what is that?
It's using up everything that needs to be eaten before we go away. And don't worry, it will be fine.
Well, please don't make it too spicy, as I don't want to be sick afterwards. Because then I definitely wouldn't be able to go.
Oh, Penny, I'm not stupid. I don't want to go on holiday with Mike without you.
Well, no, of course you don't. And I don't know why you said that.
Said what? I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. You said you were going on holiday with Mike.
Well, I am. We are. Honestly, I don't know what you're getting at.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.